This podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store, offering laboratory-validated nutritional and superfood products. Visit our selection now at healthrangerstore.com/nutrition, and thank you for your support. More disturbing news today about Amazon.com, which has become a predator business model. What Amazon does is they built their business on a lot of small resellers, you know, small companies, even in the nutrition and health space, that would sell their products through Amazon. And then whatever was successful, Amazon would copy and make their own brand and then undersell the small businesses that they had, you know, originally gained profits from. And now Amazon, according to an analyst, Amazon has made a big decision to start dropping the small retailers and move to just the big corporations and their products. In other words, Amazon's going to become a front for Procter & Gamble. So now all you're going to get is the junk chemical personal care products, the toxic deodorant filled with aluminum salts, for example. You're going to get the toxic shampoos and the toxic skin lotions, and they won't even carry the small mom and pop natural brands anymore. Amazon is going the way of everything else in the world, where evil and profit now dominates everything, where no large corporation operates with ethics, it seems. All they want is bottom line money and profit. But, you know, I guess, hey, what else is new? This has been going on for a long time. It's just that a lot of the tech companies, when they started out in the last couple of decades, people thought they were hip, they were cool, they were honest. You know, Google's slogan was do no evil. Jeff Bezos looked like a nerdy kind of guy. You know, now he looks like a deep state assassin or something with his robot dog. I mean, it has changed dramatically. Amazon has gone pure evil. Amazon is a front for the CIA. They actually lease their servers to the CIA. You know, Google's pure evil. Facebook is nothing but a data collection front for the intelligence community. It's a spy network where people volunteer to build the spy relationships. You know, people go on there and post like, this is my friend, that's my friend, this is my family, here's where I was yesterday. And it's like the intelligence community can't imagine that people are dumb enough to just volunteer all this information. They used to have to hire private investigators to learn all this about you. Now people just post it for free. This is where I was. This is how much money I have. This is what I just bought. It's incredible. So all these tech giants are really just pure evil now, and Amazon is no different. And what this means is that all of us have to make a conscious decision to purchase products outside of Amazon. And over the last 10 years, I've purchased all kinds of stuff from Amazon, you know, as guilty as anybody else, but I have been, over the last, I'd say, 2 to 3 years, consciously working to make my purchases outside of Amazon. And the purchases I make with Amazon are strategically designed to make them lose money. Like, I'll buy coconut water from Amazon knowing that they're going to lose money on the shipping cost. And so I laugh every time I get a box of 25 pounds of coconut water that was sold at some discount price, you know, Amy and Brian brand organic coconut water. I think it's great. And Amazon loses money every time they sell me that box. So I just keep buying that from Amazon. But something where I have another choice to go somewhere else, I will search out another company or try to go to the company directly. I will try to support anybody but Amazon. And I encourage you to do the same thing. There are a lot of retailers out there, including us, healthrangerstore.com. And, you know, we do lab testing like Amazon doesn't do for everything that they sell. We do. We have very strict laboratory validated limits to make sure we have the cleanest foods and supplements and superfoods. Nobody else does that. And you'll find advantages at different retailers for different reasons. You know, personal care products, lots of retailers out there, survival and preparedness products. You know, like Brownells.com has firearms parts and gun magazines and things like that. They're, you know, Botac.com, B-O-T-A-C-H is how that's spelled. Maybe they pronounce it Botach, but Botac is like a tactical gear. They're a good online retailer. There are a lot of good online retailers out there. You don't have to just buy everything from Amazon. And you shouldn't, in fact, because Amazon is eating up your culture. Amazon is like a giant Jeff Bezos Pac-Man running through your town, like eating all your culture, eating your small businesses, eating your mom and pop shops. It's like a horrible video game. This is why all the businesses in your local town are closing down, because everybody's shopping at Amazon instead of just going out to a store and shopping in person. And Amazon's taking over the grocery business next. And did you know they're getting into the pharmaceutical business as well? That's why they have pharmacy licenses in, I think it was at least 25 states, with a lot more coming. So Amazon wants to be your drug dealer. Amazon wants to run all your mom and pop businesses out of business. Amazon wants to be your local grocer. And of course, their whole model of grocery shopping is to monitor and track everything you buy electronically and add it to your database of all the stuff you've ever bought and build a psychological profile based on what you're buying. It's all about tracking. It's what it's always been about. The real profit model with these tech companies is about surveillance. It's about surveilling you. Why do you think Google's search engine is free? Why is Google Maps free? Why is Gmail free? Why is Facebook free? All these services are free because, as they say, you are the product. They're surveilling you. They're tracking you. They're finding out where you are at all times. In fact, you may not be aware of this, but police are often able to charge people with crimes because people carry out crimes forgetting that they have their cell phone with them. And so your location, if you were to be stupid enough to carry out a crime, I don't know, like arson or something, and you have your cell phone with you, guess what? Your cell phone puts you right at the scene. People forget it. People forget they're being tracked because it's, you know, it's invisible. But that's their whole business model, whether it's Amazon or Twitter, or Google, YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, all of it. It's all evil. And it's all centralized control, including the censorship aspect, which controls what you're allowed to say or read or share or view or post. Pinterest bans photos that talk about the dangers of vaccine ingredients. Did you know that? Because you're not allowed to talk about squalene or thimerosal or monosodium glutamate or polysorbate 80 or any of the other ingredients that are found in vaccines. You're not allowed to talk about that. Isn't that amazing? So what we need to do, all of us folks, is we need to decentralize the platforms. We need to decentralize our means of communication. We need to decentralize the retailing. I'd rather live in a world where there are a million small retailers than just one big retailer that sells everything and dominates everything and is a giant, you know, predatory monopoly like Amazon.com is becoming. I remember when I was a kid, which admittedly was a while ago, back in the 70s, when I was a kid, there was a local hobby shop. And a hobby shop for a kid, oh, it's amazing. Hobby shop is, it's got everything. It's got little model rockets. It's got strategy games. It's got little magic tricks. A hobby shop, man, that's, to me as a kid, that was like a museum. And we'd go in there and save up money. You know, you hardly had any money at all as a kid, but you'd save up and you'd buy a little, you know, do-it-yourself balsa wood rocket, little rocket engines. You know, you'd set it off in your backyard and you could never find it again because it fell somewhere else. You know, as kids, the shops were places that would spur our imagination. You could go in and you could wander the aisles of a shop. You could look at things. You could touch things. You could imagine things. Now it's all just virtual and online. It's not the same. I mean, you could talk to the hobby shop owner. You could get information. He would make recommendations, or she, you'd get recommendations. Now, forget it. It's all impersonal. It's all automated. It's all a surveillance system. It's anti-human. You know, purchasing things, shopping on Main Street, so to speak, used to be a very human endeavor. It used to be personal. It used to be dignified. It used to be something that had contact, person-to-person contact. There was a human element to it. Now, You're just talking to machines. It's all automated. It's all algorithms. It's all artificial intelligence. And the humanity has been stripped out of our very existence. And that's what Amazon is. It's the rise of the robots. It's the Terminator systems of humanity. It's the depersoning of every human being. And Amazon is also involved in the censorship game. They've stripped all the vaccine documentaries out of Amazon Prime too, because even Jeff Bezos says, you're not allowed to know that vaccines can be dangerous and kill some people some of the time. Because Bezos is an evil overlord. He's Dr. Evil from the Austin Powers series, right? So just keep all of this in mind. Your behavior, your choices impact how our world is shaped. And when it comes to online retailing, make an effort like I do to visit and purchase from smaller retailers and smaller websites instead of just giving all your business to Amazon.com. Or if you do buy from Amazon, do what I do. Make sure they lose money. There you go. That's how it's done. Thanks for listening. Mike Adams here, The Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Learn about the benefits of cacao, cacao nibs. Learn about astaxanthin, learn about resveratrol or sulforaphane from broccoli sprouts or cruciferous vegetables. All of these nutrients and superfoods and much more are available now at healthrangerstore.com. But most importantly, we are the only online retailer in the world with an in-house ISO-accredited laboratory. We test what we sell. We test for heavy metals. We test for bacteria. We test for glyphosate, herbicide, and increasingly pesticides. We have clean nutrition, healthrangerstore.com. If you want clean supplements and incredibly potent superfoods that can enhance and protect your health, healthrangerstore.com is where you find it.